We present Brian Appleton's unofficial multimedia lecture.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Good evening, I'm Brian Appleton. Welcome to the final of my unofficial lectures. Unofficial because I was suspended following my highly controversial history of rock and roll. However, in a bizarre turn of events, last week's lecture became official. It did, when I was invited to resume my post as part-time lecturer here at the College of Further Education in the Newcastle-under-Lyme area. But the condition was that I steer clear of rock musicology, which I did until I saw a novel way to compare a medieval monarch with rock musicians called Steve. I thought it was rather clever myself. And when the phone went after the show, I had no idea it would be bad news. But it was, and we're unofficial again, I'm afraid. Yeah. But I've not just been suspended this time, I've been sacked. Aww. Yeah. Don't feel sorry for me, don't patronise me, Mark. Please, no. Well, no, you can feel sorry for me a little bit, but I'm a survivor. You know, I'll bounce back like I have done so many times before. And you know what? In the past, each time I've been hurt and ridiculed and dumped upon by people like Steve Harley and Phil Collins and even little Howard Jones, I've never sought to do the same back to them. I've only ever wanted my just desert, some recognition, a little respect maybe, but I never sought to humiliate them until now. Tonight, I'm going to dump on my fellow rock musicians like there's no tomorrow. Because for me there isn't. I've just lost my job. I've nothing to lose. So tonight I'm going to waste them. I'm going to splash them all over the ceiling. I'm not going to clear up the mess neither. I'm going to leave that for the night cleaner. Now, basically what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play a few records and poke fun at the people who made them. You see, a lot of pop records, including quite a few well-known ones, that contain bum notes and mistakes that their creators hope are sufficiently subtle to go unnoticed. It could be that for years they have done, but tonight I'm going to change that. Vocalists who sing flat will be exposed. Drummers who can't keep time, outed. It's my revenge for all the humiliation I've suffered over the years, especially from Phil Collins. It's very frustrating then that I've listened to all his LPs and I've not been able to find a single error in Phil's work. Not a single mistake. Mr. Bloody Perfect. Unless, of course, you take the view that everything he's ever recorded has been a mistake. Yeah. Well, it's a bit harsh, but now. So let's spin some vinyl and have a laugh at the expense of a music industry that has been laughing at me for just a little bit too long now. We'll begin with that sanctimonious smoothie, Sting, colliding into a piano. And then trying to make a joke out of it. Now this, you know this, you'll have heard this many times. It happens at the beginning of the Police's single, Roxanne. So you'll have heard it before, even if you've never consciously clocked it before. Have a listen. Yeah, it's true. What? Now listen, it's... What's happened is that Sting has annoyed the drummer, Stuart Copeland, by twanging his bandana. And Stuart has just chucked a drumstick at Sting, who in trying to avoid it has bashed into the piano, producing a discordant chord, I think F sharp minor six. Let's hear it again. Here it comes. Now, I didn't hear the bandana being twanged, but I heard a little laugh. Or what is it? Was it a yelp of pain from Sting as his hip caught the edge of the piano? Yeah, of course, drummers have notoriously short fuses. The classic Trogs tapes makes that abundantly clear. Recorded by a daring engineer while the rowing group remained blissfully unaware they were being taped, the drummer Ronnie Bond reveals exactly why his caveman drumming on Wild Thing sounded so like a caveman.
You can say that all night, but yeah, you won't listen.
We can keep on trying and then you can get it together.
Yeah, well, just shut your mouth for 5 minutes and give me a chance to do it. Don't keep racking down that microphone. Is it there? Don't just keep saying, oh, yeah, well, that ain't right. That... I know
Oh, dear.
You big pranny.
Yeah. He wasn't happy, was he? Yeah. And sometimes, you know, what stops a recording session isn't a balsy drummer, but natural bodily functions.
Yeah, OK. Hold it!
Did he get that? No? It's Ringo Starr blowing his nose on I Dig a Pony. Let's listen again.
Yeah, OK. Hold it!
It's true. Yeah. But it's errors like that. It's errors like that which cost Ringo a career as a session drummer once the Beatles split. Well, what record company is going to waste valuable studio time listening to a man doing his ablutions? So Ringo had to content himself with voiceovers for Thomas the Tank Engine. I mean, that kind of work is not to be sneezed at. Oh, no. No, that was unintentional. I'm going to play you now a song on my acoustic guitar. It's a diatribe against nepotism within the music biz. Obviously, in keeping with the spirit of tonight, I'll try and engineer a cock-up at some point. You know what they say, well, it's true. It's not what you know, it's the who. Your talent may be paltry, but if you know Roger Daltrey, sign on the line is all you've got to do. It's not what you know, it's the who. Be mates with Huey Green and you're through. And if opportunity knocks, take the money, open the box, though a can of worms just may get open too. You know what they say. Oh, that was a cock-up, wasn't it? Oh, well, it's there for posterity. You know what they say, well, it's true. It's not what you know, it's the who. If you've a renowned friend by the name of Pete Townsend, there's a chance that you'll get taken to the moon. Keith Moon, yeah. Obviously, he's not around, so it wouldn't happen. But quite a clever little pun there, wordplay. It's not what you say or what you do. It's not what you know, it's the who. If you have an epistle and it's signed by John Entwistle, you're in and that's official. Yeah, thanks very much. Cheers.
I said I hope.
Oh, I think Elvis is trying to attack our attention.
I said I hope.
Yeah.
Okay. I said I hope. I said I hope.
Thank goodness he got their attention in the end. Some singers are fine starting off a song. It's when they have to come back in after a musical break that throws them. Even the technically gifted vocal group Mamas and Papas sometimes have a problem with this. Yeah, you know that one, don't you? You've heard that before, thousands of times. Now, there's only one thing worse than not knowing when to start a vocal, and that's not knowing when to finish one. Some singers have decided it's the listener's duty to suffer in perpetuity.
You got me rocking and rolling, rocking and rolling, pop, 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 pop.
One more.
You got it.
Let's try it once more.
One more time.
No! No more! I'll tell you what, there's only one thing to do with that Beach Boys recording.
Rip it up inside again.
We're having fun tonight, aren't we? What? Now, I don't want to appear bitter, but is it fair that elementary errors like that made by Orange Juice's guitarist should go unpunished, while my faultlessly executed guitar and melodica solos over the years lie languishing on tapes, ignored, unloved and shedding oxide? That, I may have been sacked, but I'll carve out a meagre living for myself. I will, by recording local bands in my cellar for 50 quid a session. At least it'll keep me in nicotine patches. Which reminds me, before Wendy left to go and work in Centre Parks in the new Aqua Sauna complex at Sherwood Forest, yeah, I caught her in Delecto Flagrante with Christian, who's the lead singer of a folk band from Stoke called Webbed Foot. I don't know if you've heard that. Absolutely awful. Rubbish. And about as good as the Bogmen.
Two, three, o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Round the clock tonight, we're gonna rock. Round the clock tonight, we're gonna rock. Till the broad daylight, we're gonna rock. Round the clock tonight.
I have to say, it does grow on you, that one. It does. But I do realise why it was never released in this country. But now, going back to what I was saying about Wendy and Christian, I decided to fix him and get him back for his unchristianly behaviour with my missus. I mean, she was only massaging his foot and he kept his sock on throughout. But the point is this, the zone that she was working on, it relates directly to the lower abdomen. And I know this because I study Wendy's big book. You know, I know the zones. But I fixed him good and proper. What I did was I put on a harmoniser or pitch change on all his vocals to make it sound like he was singing flat. However, at the time, my hearing wasn't too good. I had a bad head cold and sinusitis, which I suffer from periodically. In fact, I could have benefited from a massage myself on the little toe, because that zone relates to the nasal passages. Anyway, Christian, unbeknownst to me, he wasn't singing in tune. He was slightly sharp on all the songs. And I didn't know because of me cold. So, what did I go and do? I only put him slap bang back in tune. Serves me right though, doesn't it? Instant karma's gonna get you, Brian. Yeah, it did. And I feel suitably humbled. I'm now on a mission to use my harmoniser or pitch change, not for evil purposes, but for the good of mankind. By fixing dodgy vocal performances on CDs and records throughout the world. It may take me a while because there's quite a few of them out there. Here's one now, which we'll end tonight's lecture with, and indeed the entire series. Thank you for being such dedicated students, though I've yet to receive an essay from a single one of you. Not quite sure why that is, but before I apply my magic machine on this man's voice, who's coming up now, I need to know, is he singing sharp or flat? Maybe you can tell.
Did you find the directing sign along the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflection sign?
Yes, Patrick.
You let it shine within your mind and show you the colors that are real.
Oh. What a note to end on. Hey, thanks for listening. Good night. Thank you. See you again. Cheers.
Brian Appleton's unofficial multimedia lecture was written and performed by Graham Fellows, with additional research by Rex Brough. The producer was Dawn Ellis.